And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by Gonzales Painters and Contractors. Voted best painters in the Triangle by Indy Week and featuring a 4.9-star Google rating, Gonzales Painters and Contractors' commitment to excellence and transformative artistry speaks volumes. Trust the experts to exceed your expectations for your next interior or exterior paint project. Visit fgpainting.com. We are now joined on the phone by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Jamesetta, how are you today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing very well. The weather's a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, it's spring in the Piedmont. You're going to have what you're going to have, right?
That's right. We just want to avoid those tornadoes, yeah.
That's right. You know, I can deal with a little bit of thunder and some rain if everything stays upright. I think that's a fair trade-off.
Yes.
Got a lot to talk about in the community, and I thought we'd get started with something that's wrapping up at the end of the month. So we just got a couple days left of a transit survey that Orange County's been conducting. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I took this survey myself this morning so I'd know and could tell you all. And it is an opportunity, and this is for our short-term, you know, county transit plan to just a few questions, and they're asking, you know, where would, you know, how much do you use the transit opportunities, including the buses, including the on-demand mobile, and a couple of the other features, like if you go to dialysis and that has special usage, and where would you like to see improved service, like between Hillsborough and Mebane or between Hillsborough and Chapel Hill, and you can choose more than one, and then that'll help inform, you know, how we spend your tax dollars.
Talking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioner, Commissioners Jamesetta Bedford. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about is something that came up this week, and we were kind of joking about this in the newsroom earlier, the new recycling drop-off site, and somebody made some joke about how it wasn't very exciting news, and then everybody pretty quickly agreed that it kind of was exciting news to have this 24-hour drop-off site. So it was like a quick turn of about-face on this subject. When did it open? And it's on the it's on the Jones Ferry Road Park and Ride spot, right?
Yes. You know, the University Mall site had to close down with all the construction going there. We hadn't had a site, and this is just recycling. It's not for trash. So, you know, we have some major drop-offs where, you know, for that purpose. Almost everybody in the county actually has the blue bins where you can get either weekly or every other week recycling pickup, but a lot of the multifamily units may not. And we know sometimes people are just cleaning and they have a load and or they separate out their glass, which we really love because we can make money on glass. I wanted to make sure people know that. A lot of people don't know it. If you will, you know, have another box, cardboard box is good because then you can recycle it too. No plastic, and separate your glass and bring it to one of these centers, then it's in Wilson. There's a facility that literally recycles the glass. People always are like, are you really recycling it? Yes, we are. And we wait till there's a full truck and drive it down there so we save on vehicle miles. We don't want to counteract our recycling with climate gases. So this one, so that was a little sidebar there on glass on the side. But so this one is we worked with the town attorneys and Chapel Hill Transit had the lease so that we could add the recycling center there so it can serve folks in the county that way, Carborough and anybody, you know, go and buy single stream recycling, which is like, you know, everything's all mushed in. Your cardboard can be separated too. And cardboard is actually really, we make a little bit of money off cardboard. So it is kind of nice to have a new location for people, you know, to use when they, you know, if they're saving up that glass or they're moving or they're cleaning out and they want to get it out of their house, it's a great way to drop it off.
Absolutely. I think folks around Chapel Hill in particular were missing that University Place site once it was gone. So having a new option there definitely has people excited. Something else I'm excited about as we speak with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford, is the 203 South Greensboro project. And I know that's an Orange County project, but I usually talk to folks in Carborough about it because that's where it is. But I don't know that we've talked about it a whole lot lately anyway. And we're getting very close to the time where it's going to be pretty much done. So I just kind of wanted to get an update if we're still on that timeline and if there's anything that you know lately about it.
Sure. And so it's like a co-op. I mean, it's like a condo. The county has like 55% or around 55% of the building and the parking garage. Carborough has the rest. Carborough owns the land. And the county will be having the Southwest branch of the library, and we'll also be moving our skill center, which used to be in downtown Chapel Hill. You know, the visitor center a few years back has been here in the Europa building, which is on the bus line, but you're just not a lot of foot traffic. So we'll be able to move that, and that's a place where anybody can go and get help with, say, with your resume, job skills, people who, you know, there are some who get the food services who are required to do some work, and so this is a service, but it's open to everyone, and I hope it'll, you know, serve even more people there. We did order furniture. It was on consent agenda maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and because you do have to have a little bit of a lead time, and I don't know if we're looking at 4 months or 5 months. I'm not sure. I think it's on schedule. And then we have, I think it's Commissioner Green and maybe Commissioner Richards. We have two commissioners going to be on a naming for the building. Carborough is taking the lead on that. They had asked us, you know, would you like to put two commissioners? We're like, sure, and sent the names in. So they'll be working on that. And hopefully I did talk to the mayor, so I think I can speak. And maybe that committee will then give some public opportunity for some recommendations and some suggestions on the names. So we'll look forward to that.
It's definitely all going forward, and I think it's worth noting that this project seems, we've had a lot of projects in the area lately that have hit unexpected delays, and I kind of put unexpected in quotation marks, because when you have a huge project, you expect some delays, and I don't think we've had any on this project. It seems like it's been right.
We maybe kept one little kerfuffle out of the news. Worked it out pretty quickly. Yes, we will pay.
I'm just fine with that. If everything stays on the same timeline and we're gonna have all those amenities in downtown Carborough this summer, then that's just fine with me.
Yeah, and it might be. I think August, September. I think it's a wait. It's a little. I'm not counting on summer.
Right.
You know, by the time you do the punch list and you have to get everybody moved, you got to get all the IT set up. I mean, a lot of IT going into that building. But by fall for sure.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, glad to hear it for sure. We're visiting with Orange County Commissioner James Etta Bedford, and we don't have a whole lot of time left, but we have enough that if there's something that you wanted to mention or any events you wanted to point out, that we got time for that.
Okay, well, I'll say, hang on, we're having the Shred-a-thons are coming in May. It's a while out, but, you know, people do save up for that. And May 11th in Hillsborough, May 18th, because I had the website open with the Waste and Solid Waste Management, I saw them. May 18th will be Chapel Hill's Shred-a-thon. So we can look forward to bringing your documents. You have to be able to carry them, list them, and that way you can dispose of key documents that are, you know, sensitive security-wise and just that you want out. That'll be fine.
James Etta, great stuff as always. I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay. Talk with you then. Bye.